Chilly water gently bumped over the left eye. It tickled her face. Nolan slowly turned her head, forcing herself to wake. Moisture streamed off her wet hair into an ear. She wiped her face with a soaked sleeve, and that confused her. Nolan lay splayed out on her back, unable to sit up. The darkened room was moving oddly, and she felt sick. Why am I? Nolan's mind reeled in horror as the dim, round light above her came into focus. Dread shot through her as she realized she was deep inside the cultist's bloody well, lying on top of an island of floating corpses. Nolan's first instinct to scream was muffled by her own hand before it happened, but her body jerked wildly, plunging her deep beneath the mutilated pile. Too late, Nolan realized her mistake. She flailed helplessly, pressing up into the unmoving, tangled mass of bodies. The suffocating sound of bubbling water filled her senses. It all came back to her, the attack that had put her here. All Nolan could think of was surviving this. She had to stop that evil thing that attacked her, or all this pain would be for nothing. You have just listened to an excerpt of Tales of Eldalorn. You can listen to Tales of Eldalorn on the pod player of your choice. Who wouldn't want to listen to the first Elfa novella ever? Tales of Eldalorn by Carly Bonn. Come on, you know you want to.